Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, my name is Carrie Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 24, 1970, the Barbados Advocate published a topic for today commentary by author ELC entitled Other Proposals for Giving Power to the People 3. The submission was a retort to proposals for giving power to the people by Black Power Advocate Elton Motley, published by the Barbados Advocate. ELC, in his commentary, critiqued many of the proposals proffered, stating that while he found some of them valuable, others were impractical and lacked in-depth analysis. His position was evident in his assessment of the proposal for the establishment of fishing cooperatives in Barbados, which he suggested was nothing new, and that some fishermen had simply opted not to join cooperatives. His critique also extended to the proposal for the expansion of housing and social facilities, which ELC considered worthwhile objectives, but felt that they should not be used to diminish the strides made in Barbados since the 1940s. ELC, in reference to Mr. Motley's stance on the educational system, strongly opposed the implication that the system only produced domestic servants, stating that it was, instead, designed to produce anything but domestic servants. He did, however, acknowledge that the education curricula could be further developed and that, as suggested in the proposal, African history could be introduced and West Indian history strengthened. He, however, cautioned against overloading the syllabus, thereby limiting the development of well-rounded citizens with the capacity to earn a living. In referencing the proposal for Codrington College to be made into a free weekend university of the people, ELC did not completely disregard the idea, but signaled the need for empirical evidence through surveys to support such a proposal and to ensure public support. Similarly, ELC critically targeted other proposals set out in the series, deeming the removal of foreigners and the compulsory return of Barbadians living abroad as impractical, while expressing skepticism at the demand for the nationalization of foreign-owned banks, especially given the lack of opportunities for young Barbadians to pursue banking careers. ELC also objected to the proposal to ban foreign performers and evangelists during the crop season, when overseas vendors were allowed to ply their trade during the season. The proposal for more financial transparency and corporate oversight was also met with cynicism, with ELC stating that such laws already existed. He, however, conceded that additional measures could be considered where necessary. ELC therefore posited in his commentary that, while he was open to change, he believed that past strides made should not be discounted and that fairness and the interest of the general public should be taken into consideration when judging political and social programs.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.